Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this Thursday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you more adventures of Chandu, the magician. But before we begin our play, may we say a special word to you newcomers here in the West. If you have never tried White King soap in your washing machine, be sure you buy a box of this splendid wash day soap at once. White King soap is made for you Western homemakers by the company who pioneered soap making here on the coast. They invented White King as a washing machine soap. And this famous granulated soap has been a good soap for more than three decades. Today, it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. We invite you to try White King soap in your own washing machine. See for yourself how quickly it dissolves in your wash water, how those rich, thick White King suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King soap for your washing machine. While Frank Chandler and his nephew Bob Regent are on their fruitless journey into the Sahara Desert, Jeff Burke, an unwilling agent of Roxor, reveals to Dorothy in Cairo the threat Roxor holds over him, arrest for a Paris murder. Knowing the Russian Dmitri to be the guilty one, Dorothy promises Chandler's help. Soon after, Chandler returns, having discovered that for an unexplained reason, Robert Regent has suddenly gone to Singapore. Dorothy has not yet told Chandler of the menace to Burke when Bob runs downstairs. From his window, he has seen two Arabs attack Burke in the street. Chandu, the magician.
Jeff said Roxor spies would be looking for him, Uncle Frank.
Exactly what did Jeff tell you, Dot? Anything about what Roxor plans to do?
He came here in the first place to invite Betty to go to see some desert ruins.
Not that place where we were, I hope. Is that a thing?
He didn't say where it was. Mother came in just then and said she knew Roxor had sent him. And all of a sudden, Jeff just kind of gave up.
Roxor must think we're dopes. He tried that stuff once before with Abdallah.
Yes, and he tried it with you in Algiers, Bob. Anything to keep me from finding out what he's up to.
Roxor told me that people who allowed themselves to love anyone were at his mercy. Because he could always...
Good Lord, I never thought of that. Maybe he sent Roxor, Robert, off to Singapore.
Daddy knows we aren't in Singapore, if that's what you mean.
He will when he gets my radiogram. But in the meantime, Burke may know. Come along, Bob. You can show me where those Arabs took him.
Oh, you're not going prowling into one of those dark alleys.
Well, in these Arab clothes, no one will pay any attention to us.
Well, that's a good thing I didn't have time to change.
No. Frank, I wish you
would.
We'll
be back in 10 minutes, Dot. We'll either find him by that time, or not at all.
I know this is the way they went.
They probably left him in a dark doorway. Nobody would give him a second look.
Chandu!
What are you doing here, Abu?
You came to find the Effendi Burke?
Yes, but how did you know what happened to him?
When he went from the gate, he did not go away. I watched him. The lady, your sister, had said he was not to be trusted.
All right. Tell me what they did with him.
As I crossed the street, I saw them carry him into the shop of Johanna. I was coming to tell you.
Quickly. Show me which shop.
Did you bring your flashlight, Uncle Frank?
Yes. Is this the place, Abu?
I watch, Andu. Johanna has gone to make his pilgrimage to Mecca. That is why the shutters are down and there
Listen.
Are no light.
Abu, did you see the two men come out of here?
No, Chandu. But the man does not wait beside the body of one he has killed.
Killed?
I heard their words as they...
Never mind. Let's see if we can get in. shopkeeper's a trusting soul. Or else he gave him a key.
It's as dark as the inside of a pyramid.
Shh. All right. We'll have some light.
There's Jeff on the floor.
All right, Abu. You go back now. Tell my sister we found the Effendi Berg.
As you say, Chandu.
Don't keep the door open. Hold the flashlight, Bob.
Okay. Boy, they really slugged him. Look at his head.
I guess he's alive, though. Burke. Jeff.
Want me to go see if I can find some water?
Yeah, there won't be any here. Abu said the place had been shut up for days.
Mr. Chandler?
Yes. Take the light out of his eyes, Bob.
No. Roxor. He said he'd know if I...
My head. Take it easy, Jeff.
Yes. I'll take you out the back way as soon as you feel like walking.
We could carry him, Uncle Frank.
I don't want to do that, Bob.
Why not?
Those fellows think they've killed him. If they find out they haven't, he won't have a chance.
Roxor must have changed his mind. He was going to have me arrested and sent to Paris.
It was a lot less trouble to knock you off here.
Let me sit up.
Easy now. Your skull must be made of armor plate.
I tried to duck when I saw him coming for me.
Sit still for a minute.
Roxor's got a spy planted right in... Well, Mr. Chandler, you and Bob are dressed like Arabs.
Yes, we've been out in the desert.
Roxor told me. But he said you'd never come back.
Was that where you were going to take my sister?
Yes.
Let it go, Bob. Jeff, what I want to know is, did Roxor send Mr. Regent to Singapore?
How did you know?
You big ape. I ought to really crack your skull. Why didn't you tell us?
He's going to tell us about it now.
All I know is that Roxor wanted Mr. Regent out of the way. Where you'd never think to look for him, Mr. Chandler.
I guess that much. But how did he persuade him to go?
Well, Mr. Regent had lost some valuable drawings. Not the notes Duval got from him in Paris. This is something else.
Yeah, we know what they are.
Roxor sent Mr. Regent to one of the agents in Singapore.
Roxor's agents? I'll take care of that as soon as I get an answer to my radiogram.
Duval will be in Cairo pretty soon, Mr. Chandler.
You said he'd burned those notes, though.
But there's something I didn't know then. Roxor says Duval's one of those memory wizards.
Huh?
He can memorize anything. That's why Roxor hired him in the first place.
A lot of good that'll do. Duval's in jail.
Well, it can't be held indefinitely, though. I asked to have him arrested just to get those notes.
Jeepers.
Well, Jeff, if you could walk, we'll try taking you out of here.
If you ask me, I'd leave him here.
You'll have enough trouble enough as it is. Look here, Jeff. You're fairly safe as long as Roxor thinks you're dead. So get out of Cairo tonight. Don't even go back to the hotel. Take the first plane out and go back to the States.
Well, thanks for helping me, Mr. Chandler. But I still want to go to India.
India?
I started out for India, and I'm going to see it before I go home.
You won't live to get home.
Roxor won't bother me any out there. If I get out of here, that's where I'll head for.
All right. It's up to you. But even if you get away from Roxor, you're still a member of the Brothers of Jeopardy. And their headquarters is in India.
I won't be a member much longer. I'm pulling out.
You may think so, but I know them. You'll never escape from them as long as you live.
Oh, it'll be all right after all, Frank. Robert will get your radiogram and we can stay here until he comes back.
If it was delivered, we should have had his reply before this, Dot.
He might have been away from the hotel when it came. Oh, it's such a relief to know that at least he went to Singapore of his own accord.
Mom, Jeff said Roxor sent Dad to see one of his agents. Gosh, anything could happen.
And you're always saying I'm thinking of gruesome things. Daddy knows better than to believe anything Roxor's men say, doesn't he, Uncle Frank?
He should, but we don't know what Roxor may have told him.
Oh, it's not hard to imagine.
What, Mom?
Why, that he'd given up his idea of trying to rule the world. that he'd go back to working with Dad as he did years ago.
Daddy wouldn't believe that for one minute.
He went to Singapore, didn't he?
He'd go to the North Pole if he thought he could recover those drawings and destroy them.
But it takes time to get to Singapore, Frank. He can't move around the world by magic.
Still, if he took a plane...
Uncle Frank, why can't we do that, too? Oh, wouldn't Daddy be surprised to see us? We could go home from there.
Sure, why not?
I want to be sure he's really there first.
You know he is. We saw him in the crystal.
I don't like not hearing from him. We'll just have to take another look to make sure.
I'll get you the crystal, Uncle Frank.
Hey, you should have seen him just snatch it out of the air out there in the desert.
Shall I put it down here?
Yes, thank you, Billy.
If we actually do see him, perhaps you can make him hear you. Surely if I can...
I doubt it. He's not receptive to this as you are, Dot. Even so, sometimes you can't hear me.
Bob and I never can.
Hey, look. That's not what I thought Singapore looked like.
It's not Singapore.
A jungle clearing. But it's so dim. Blurred, almost.
Keep your mind free from fear, Dot.
Oh, if I could just see him.
I see him, Mom. Sitting on the ground by the hut. And a lot of natives standing around.
Why, he looks awful, Mother.
He is ill, Frank.
Careful, Dot. If you break the communication, we may not be able to see him again.
I'm trying, Frank. Is it because of me we can't hear what they're saying?
Maybe we can hear them. Listen.
Tell me where he is. I'll pay you. See?
What do you suppose they're making all those motions for?
I'm afraid I know.
He must be here somewhere. Bring him to me and I'll go away.
I don't understand. Am I going into the ritual of driving out a demon?
They look frightened to death.
They are, but they're angry too. Robert!
Take the money, but tell me where he is.
Look at them. They'll kill him. Frank!
Now you've done it, Mom. The picture's gone.
Do something, Frank. Can't you do something?
I hope so. Robert's offended a jungle god. Unless I can reach him again at once, it'll be too late.
Pause before we say good evening to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. And for your family wash, we'd like to have you try the soap we make, White King granulated soap. If you think that a washing machine soap should make suds, plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds, then you'll love White King. For White King makes plenty of suds. Suds that stay up, even when your wash water cools down. And White King suds are never lazy suds. They are so full of wash day energy, they wash your clothes clean and wash them fast. Why, even your most badly soiled bath towels, your food-stained table linens, dirt-streaked work clothes, and the youngsters' grimy play togs come clean in White King's rich, creamy suds. So on your radio, for thrills and adventure, remember to listen to Chandu the Magician every weekday evening. And in your weekly wash, remember to use White King granulated soap. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King for your washing machine. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pondin. Jeff Burke is played by Sam Edwards. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.